From Land Grant Brewing Company, Columbus, Ohio.
Right in front, dude.
Just make sure to get a bunch of spill, like all over the mic.
Yeah, I'm good at that.
Oh, that's good.
Did you like that? Were you recording that one?
Yeah.
Land Grant Brewing presents Land Grant University. Beers with the Brewers.
What is up, everybody? Welcome to the Thursday 24th episode of Beers with the Brewers, the official podcast of the Land Grant Brewing Company. I'm Mark Richards. Also joining this week, we've got Walt Keys.
How's it going?
Also, we have Adam Benner.
Hello.
And so lucky to join us, riding in on his motorcycle now, Justin the Beardless Wonder Reich.
Oh, hey, everyone. Did you hear the motorcycle in the background there?
Indeed.
You're really revving.
You're podcasting Great. And riding a motorcycle?
I've got this new noise-canceling microphone that only picks up revs from my motorcycle, but, like, wind and everything else is taken care of. I don't know. It's a new thing. I just like showing off.
Yeah.
My RPMs, or rip-ems, as I call them.
All right.
Hey, guess what? We're only a month away from Big Ten football.
Sure
what?
Are.
Can you believe it?
Yeah, I can believe that they're going to try to play football in a month.
They're going to try to play. So we got another two-beer episode this week, Comet Cloud Pale Ale, and that is hazy, citrus, candy, and dank.
So dank.
And double exposure... strawberry, grapefruit, tropical, and dank.
So dank.
Given the old sound effects for a workout.
That was actually Hajir on the back of my motorcycle right now. We're
nice.
Riding together.
Oh, cool.
Speaking of riding your motorcycle around town, delivering beer with Haj, we're delivering beer. Order beer, landgrantbrewing.com. We'll bring it to your house. Or if you don't live here in Columbus, as of this week, we can ship it to you as long as you live in Ohio or have a mailing address in Ohio. You should go to our website, pick out your six packs, case minimum on those. We'll ship them out to your door. And I think right now, if you are having trouble making a decision, we have our fall mix six pack available as well. So you can kind of taste a few beers if you want. If you don't feel like committing to a whole six pack of something new, you can get a little variety pack.
Yeah, gotta collect them all.
All kinds of things happening at the beer garden. Let me find my right tab. I closed it and I'm coming back to it. There we go. Let's see. So you're listening to this on Thursday because you downloaded it the second it came out, of course.
Yep.
So that we've got a music series going tonight. Jesse Michael Barr is playing music every Thursday night, 6 to 9. Music every Sunday afternoon as well. This week it'll be 3 to 6 with the crew playing at 7:30. Tomorrow, Friday, the 25th, 1429 Bakery is going to be here doing a pop-up shop. So come down and get some tasty bakery baked goods, some Ray's, some beer, hang out. Enjoy your Friday night. So on Sunday, we've got like a million things. We've got Moto Yoga at 10 a.m. Head over to Moto
Yoga.
Yoga's.
In the beer garden.
Yeah, that's head right. Over to Moto Yoga's social and stuff and reserve your spot and come down and do some yoga in the beer garden at 10 a.m. and stick around for a beer afterwards. Then at 2, our friends from Goodland Brand, who are right across the 400 West Ridge parking lot from us over in the Cromage Studios. They'll be here selling plants. They've got an incredible selection of house plants available.
Now, before you go on, Walt, you're missing a very, very important thing at 1 p.m.
Is it golf or something?
No, the Cleveland football team are playing the Washington football team. That's the Browns, Cleveland Browns, at 1 p.m. this Sunday.
Oh.
The Washington football team called the Cleveland Browns.
Yes.
Yes. Washington, they're changing their name to the Cleveland Browns.
Yeah.
The Washington Browns.
So you can watch old Baker Mayfield take on Dwayne Haskins. And isn't Don't they have someone else on their team? They got Terry McLaurin and
Chase
what's
Young.
What's his name?
Chase Young. You know, Chase Young. Really good last year on the Buckeyes.
Come on.
So. Chase Young, yeah.
So, yeah. Are we allowed to say Buckeyes?
Yeah,
that,
sure.
We, that Ohio football team.
I thought it's the Ohio football team. your hometown team.
Oh, and I guess there's like college football on Saturday. I don't know who's playing, but
the SEC's a good game. Back. We'll have it on. Yeah, we'll probably have it on.
And the Notre Dame game got canceled, so that's a Wake Forest.
Pretty
I'm sure
Notre Dame,
Florida, but, Ole Miss, Auburn, Kentucky, Texas, hey, Texas
that would
Tech,
be a good game.
Georgia, Arkansas.
Something to watch.
Alabama,
we'll have it
Missouri.
On. You've got a rooting
Florida
interest
State,
on
Miami.
Saturday. There you go. That's a rivalry. We'll put that on. Well, we'll put anything notable on Saturday. NFL on Sunday. Browns play at 1. And then Sunday night late. Well, not that late, but 7:30. The Crew SC play Toronto. We'll have that match on as we have all Crew matches on out in the beer garden on our giant screen. Speaking of the giant screen, Monday the 28th is movie 2 in the Lord of the Rings trilogy. We showed the first one this Monday. This upcoming Monday will be the Two Towers, and the following Monday will be the Return of the King. So come on down, watch that. If you'd like to reserve a table for you and your friends, you can do so at landgrant.app. Tuesdays, we've got our friend Travis's Trivia Tuesdays. Come down, eat some Satan's Realm, vegan junk food, and play trivia. And, do we have a movie Wednesday? This Wednesday?
What's going on the 30th?
We haven't picked the movie yet.
Okay.
Since we had the Crew game this week, we didn't have one next Wednesday. So we're going to have to figure that one out. But we've been kind of doing comedies on Wednesdays and whatever we want to call
epic
fantasy epic Mondays, whatever. action adventure Mondays. So
so you know. Comedies on Wednesdays. So next Wednesday is a Browns highlight reel.
Oh,
I see what you did there.
Ouch.
Got him.
Pretty good.
Got him.
Got them.
You could just watch. We're just going to reshow the Browns Washington game with the Benny Hill theme playing and sped up a little bit.
Yakety sax in the background.
That's what it's going to be. And then I think in the next, we got the anniversary party on October 17th.
Yeah.
Details to follow.
Yeah. I mean,
So as kind of one teaser spoiler, we've been saying it's not going to be a lot like the anniversary parties of the past, but leading up, we're going to be doing a mixed six-pack, six fun beers. Those will more details on those to follow. But with that, on Saturday the 17th, we're going to be doing a couple live Beers of the Brewers podcast. So get your questions in, and we will read them live. Probably going to do a two-parter, one earlier in the day and one a little later, one kind of Land-Grant history, Walt and I, and talk about before everything started, what's going on, what we see in the future, kind of open up to a Q&A as well, and then talk through the beers themselves, the six anniversary beers, and then later on would be a brewer focus, so more on those beers, a lot deeper dive, and then have the brewers talk about their stuff with open Q&A. Hopefully Justin knew about this, but you still got three and a half weeks to prepare. So
I got plenty of time to prep now.
So
yeah,
and then like we said, following week Ohio State football returns. We'll have all those games in the beer garden live on the two jumbotrons. And found out today with our very hot Columbus soccer team, there is a potential that the MLS, I think it's actually would be the MLS Cup final, would be on the Saturday, December 12th, also known as Michigan game. So that's going to be an action-packed, fun day. Most likely a noon Michigan game, and then the MLS Cup will be later in the afternoon. So, MLS released the rest of their schedule for the rest of the year.
Yeah.
Crew play regular season goes through November 8th. So, yeah, check that out. We'll have every game, as Walt said, on the screens outside. We're working on, even though this weekend it's going to be in the 80s again, we're working on getting some heat and whatnot out there to make it a lot more bearable in these trying times, now more than ever.
Yeah, it's the new normal heaters. For sure.
It's and the new normal, and these you can also trying
wear
times.
A coat.
Don't use that.
Wear a coat and some bundle gloves.
Up. So bundle up.
That's what I recommend.
Act like you're going. Yeah, coat, just like you're going to the game.
Coats are allowed in the beer garden, just to make sure.
Coats are allowed. Yeah, yeah. We've opened. Okay. We've opened things up for coats and gloves.
Well, it's new, but it's not normal. But we went from having none of the sports to all of them.
Yeah.
It's coming in. Yeah. This is great.
And then sometime in November is the Masters, and of course we will have that on. Speaking of, we should probably brew that pimento saison.
Pimento sour or whatever.
Yeah, it was a saison. Pimento saison. The green jacket.
I think I was bartending the day we put that on tap.
Yeah. Maybe I'll get back on there. Now I know, and I'll use a hot bag this time. All right, that's enough about events. Lot, which is great. We got a lot going on. Come on down, November 12th.
We got a lot going on. We got two beers and a big question from a listener. So we got to get rolling.
Yeah.
And I was late, so I apologize. We're going to drink Comic Cloud first.
I think we are. Does everyone have a can open? Are we ready? Mm-hmm. Comic Cloud, brand new hazy IPA that we just put out, I believe, last week now?
Yeah.
6.6% alcohol. It is a two-hop hazy, so it has Comet and CTZ or Columbus Tomahawk Zeus for all you beer nerds out there.
Did we name it Comet Cloud because of the hop, or is that just a coincidence?
I don't know, marketing, did we?
We did. Could have been a coincidence.
Yeah, you saw that article about the comet. I guess it wasn't a comet. It would have been an asteroid.
Neowise?
Right?
No, Neowise was a comet.
Yeah, there was a comet.
Was that a comet?
Yeah.
Oh.
That was a thrill. That was a big thrill of late quarantine. That was like 4 months into
the
quarantine.
The thought that Earth was going to get hit by a giant.
See the comet for a couple nights. It was a big thrill.
You know what else is a big thrill? The aroma of this beer, Walt. So, the beer pour is a hazy gold, since it is a New England IPA. Super simple malt bill. So it's just our base malt and oats. But then the Comet and the CTZ give off a super resinous, candy-like flavor. In Dan's notes that I'm currently not reading right now, he has listed Jolly Ranchers and cannabis, which I think is pretty spot on. It does taste like it's like pot candy almost.
So dank.
But more citrusy. Super dank. Thanks, Haj. Some of the other notes that we have on there are elderberry, mandarin, resin, and lemongrass. I really get the lemongrass a lot out of this. Obviously the resin as well. I don't know what elderberry syrup tastes like. I don't know whether you guys do.
So there's a lot of, I've noticed this, there's a lot of fruits that are always tossed around that people,
right.
You know, we do sensory here at the brewery, and you know, part of it is naming the aromatics. And I know maybe about like five different distinct aromas, like fruity and floral, and maybe tropical fruit. I could distinguish a tropical fruit versus a citrus fruit.
But you're like, what is a pineapple?
Yeah. Yeah, but mango and papaya.
What is that?
Elderberry.
Anyway?
I mean, these things aren't found anywhere around Ohio, so unfortunately, my sensory is a little sheltered. So I don't know what an elderberry would smell like.
I will say there is a berry note in this beer. Whether or not it is specifically elderberry, I don't know. But that is. These are Dan's notes here, guys.
Hey, I'll give it an elderberry.
Well, I believe that Dan knows what an elderberry smells like.
Dan, yeah, probably. That makes me a lesser brewer than Dan.
You find them growing wild on the trails in the West Coast. They like just grow in the mountains.
Sambucus.
I know the quote from Monty Python, Holy Hill, is your father smelt of elderberries.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know whether you guys remember that hit line. Apparently from your reaction you don't.
All right.
We'll move on. So yeah, mouthfeel, round, real smooth. You're getting that like kind of creaminess from the oats. But yeah, I guess we can slide right into the crushability scale. Mark, do you want to lead it off?
How crushable is it?
Quarantine edition.
I'm a 3 crusher on this.
I'm going to go 4. I think it's a 4.
This
is quarantine.
6.6%.
I kind of feel like
the beer we're about to drink
was about the same, right?
Yeah, that's a good point.
I'd
go 4 as well. Some of the special notes that we have written down.
3.75.
Oh, tally it up and put it on the website. I guess it was probably about a month and a half, 2 months ago now, we brewed a special pilot batch for the Ohio Restaurant Association Relief Fund.
Mm-hmm.
That beer ended up going over very well. A lot of people really liked it, and I know it was a recipe that Dan had actually initially intended to make a big batch of beer with. He just used it for that because he thought it was a cool idea, that pairing of Columbus with some other hop, and using Columbus as a dry hop, which is not something that a lot of people do. And so this is a very, very similar beer to that. So if you like that one, get out and try it. Super tasty.
Columbus can be overpowering at times.
Oh, it definitely can.
So our friends in the blog, 11 Warriors, this is about 8 or 9 years ago, for one of their tailgates, now named the Dubgate, formerly E2 Brutus, I made a beer called the 11th Warrior, and it was just Warrior in Columbus hops.
That sounds rough.
It was during the Bitterness Wars, so it went over okay.
Right.
I don't think anyone would want to drink it at this point. So,
yeah, Columbus can be like a very overly kind of like catty, garlicky onion bomb. So pairing it with something else, such as Comet, which is super resinous and citrusy, just to kind of balance things out, I think it made for a super tasty beer.
Yeah. And it's a space theme beer outside of the Black IPA, the Space Grant series.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. I guess you could have smacked a Space Grant somewhere on here, but it's a good-looking label.
Maybe we can
some of the colors,
it.
Though. I'm not the biggest fan. There's some navy and yellow here.
It's a green-yellow.
Mason blue.
Anywho, we got to get back in this college football mindset.
This is our Michigan beer, is that what you're saying?
This is a Michigan beer. Or the Nashville Soccer Club. Because they're the original yellow soccer team, allegedly.
I mean, I think it's more of a Seattle Seahawks kind of a color scheme.
Yeah. Yeah, you got that. Yeah.
Do they have yellow?
They don't have yellow, though.
Get out of here, Walt. Come on. Ready for double exposure?
Double exposure. Next beer on the podcast.
Already cracked.
Look at that. So, super excited about this one. So this is a double IPA, which is a style we haven't had out in the market in a while. Correct me if I'm wrong. I don't think we've had a double.
Well, not a true...
in a good minute.
Pain in the Pants is kind of double.
Yeah, but not in the vein
hazy,
of a big
this is more of a West Coast style.
Sure. Yeah.
This is a historic double IPA.
More traditional.
More traditional.
Keeping in that traditional double IPA light, this beer is pale gold, and it pours... maybe with a slight haze just from the hop oil, but it is a pretty clear beer as far as modern hop trends would determine, I guess. It is more West Coast style, so super, super fruity. Much like Comet Cloud, it does have kind of pot-like character. It's really grapefruity, passion fruit, all that good stuff.
I don't know what a passion fruit tastes like. We're gonna have to figure this out. Yeah. Yeah, I don't know the last time I had a passion fruit.
We might have puree in the back, if you want to.
Is that the one that kind of looks like a radish with the black seeds, or is that a dragon fruit?
No, so a passion fruit has like the little green seeds inside of it. The one that looks like a radish is a dragon fruit.
See, I mean, again, we're landlocked here. We're landlocked. Yeah. But it kind of does look like a radish, but green inside. Yeah, you're right.
Right. It's got like a yellow inside with like these little green jelly.
Yeah.
Do you know why they call it a dragon fruit?
Because of the spikes.
Yeah, it looks like a fireball.
This beer's dangerous. We might have mentioned this last week on the podcast that I'd say this is in the vein of Batch 300. Mm-hmm. Obviously, a different hop category. We're getting a little different fruits, where I think Batch 300, we got that sweet onion and some of the other, a little bit of tropical fruit, where, you know, the Strata gives you some of that strawberry. You are getting a lot of that citrus. I really dig this beer. And it's something that I, you know, drinking a lot of hazies and getting more into those smoother, just, you know, really drinkable, juicy IPAs and pale ales. Sometimes you just want some hops again, and this is a good throwback but a great example of letting these hops shine that we're using. So, big fan.
Yeah, it's got a nice bitter backbone too, but not too much.
Yeah, it's really balanced, which I feel like in the current brewing is not really something that you see a whole lot of. People just want more and more and more. So this beer has enough of a little malty backbone and a nice kind of biscuity characteristic from the malt that it pairs super well with the fruity of all these hops.
And I do have to say, for being 8.9%, it's hiding the alcohol quite a bit.
Yeah,
so it's not too hot. You know, it says here we use some dextrose too to lighten that body up.
And keep the body light.
Really, well, like it. What do you think, Adam?
How crushable is it?
Quarantine edition.
Two.
If I gave Comet Cloud a 3, I'm giving this one a 3, but that would be a very responsible 3.
That's quite the six pack.
Make sure I've got nowhere to go, nothing to do, no
quarantine
driving,
three.
No heavy machinery to operate.
Quarantine. So is this 3? After I've had 4 Comet Clouds?
No, I think these are
new
independent.
Session.
Yeah,
it's
new
all new
session.
Okay, I'm probably going to do 3 as well. Halfway through the third, I would probably start second guessing my decision to open that third can, but yeah, I would say 3.
Yeah, it might be a 2.5-er, but we don't allow that anymore.
Well, we could share that half.
Oh.
You guys got rid of the half?
It's true. They sometimes come out in the math.
I mean, we did 3.75 on Count Cloud. What do you got, Walt?
Yeah.
Justin, you know the sound a can makes when you open it? Yeah, that's the sound of you buying a whole can.
That's a good point.
That's from Seinfeld.
It is.
Oh. Cool. How crushable is it, Walt?
2 for sure.
Yeah. All right, so we got a 2.5.
There it is.
Which I think is good.
I think it's fair. Yeah, that's pretty good.
Yeah, I think you got to be careful with that 8.9%. 2.5. You might actually, you know, split that third can with a roommate. Loved one,
dog.
Yeah, someone you've bubbled up with, of course.
Yeah, or you could just pour it out in a glass,
mm-hmm.
or pour one out
as a fruit fly trap.
Just pour it on the floor or water plants.
I do want to say one thing about the label on this. This is more of a unique label, for Land Grant beer,
this is
double exposure
beginning
of what?
So double exposure is a photography term when you, you expose the same film twice and basically creates an overlay of two separate images over the top of one another. And I thought with the two different hops, it made sense just sort of conceptually. And yeah, Adam, it's the only label we've ever done that features photography of any kind. So it's definitely a different looking label for us. Mm-hmm. I really like the way it turned out. So
now, yeah, is it true that Justin took the picture of the oranges and Dan took the picture of the mountain, or is that a rumor?
That's just a rumor going around.
Okay.
But
so Dan said he took the picture of the mountain, but that is actually the Paramount Pictures logo that Walt stole.
It sure looks like it, doesn't it?
Mm. A little bit.
It does a little bit.
But yeah, no, the mountain represents the Strata hop, obviously, and the sort of the
it's in the stratosphere,
grove,
huh? Is that what you're
your,
going for?
Citrus. The strata is earth and land and rocks.
Yeah.
Now, for people out there that might not know, what exactly is film?
I think you're the one who's going to have to answer that question.
That's why I said for the people out there that don't know.
It's like tape you would put into your camera. And print. I think it would print a photo on there.
Oh, camera tape.
Sounds like a sticky mess.
Yeah, and then you would have to take it to a drugstore, and they would print it out bigger for you. And
so have any of you ever developed film yourself?
Yes.
No, there was a photography class in high school where you learned all that stuff, but I never took it for whatever reason.
Yeah, I took that. I took that photography class in high school. It's great. Yep. Black and white.
Black mm-hmm. and white in the dark room with the red light. They should call it the red room.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Mm-hmm. When you control the mail, you control information.
So this is the question that y'all have been talking about for 3 weeks. I just heard about it last week.
Yeah.
And this came in a greeting card, and the front of the greeting card said, "Every day we lose 5,000 brain cells, or is it 5 million? I used to know." And this comes from John Carroll.
Old heart of gold, John Carroll.
Now, is this John Carroll the namesake of the university, the university up in Cleveland? The founder mm-hmm. of the university? Okay. I had a couple friends that went there, so mm-hmm. good. That's good.
He probably knows him.
Do you want me to read it?
Yeah, go ahead.
All right. So it says, "Hi, Brewers. Still killing it with the podcast. Love how you guys have stayed so upbeat and found some smiles for all of us through all the strange and tough recent times. Wish I lived closer and could make your brewery a weekly visit, but I'm currently living outside Cleveland." So this is John Carroll. Living outside Cleveland and planning a few trips down to Columbus before the white fluffy stuff comes.
That's
been
code.
Trying to do my part to clear the shelves of your beer up here, but keep them coming. Was going to send this message by carrier pigeon, but my pigeon went south last winter and hasn't returned yet. Hoping he decided to stay south in quarantine and expecting him back next spring. Thought it would be good to support the great folks at the United States Postal Service instead. I hope you enjoy the card. I got a question for you. Let's say, hypothetically, I had to go on an all-liquid diet before my death row stay. Oh, man. You got some dark Rich listeners reference. On this podcast.
Yo, it's the same listener.
John Carroll was the previous?
John Carroll was the previous one. Yeah. He might be in prison just outside
Cleveland. He just might be in prison outside Cleveland. Luckily, he's got a prison nutritionist. He's white-collar crime, obviously. Yeah. Luckily, my mm-hmm. prison nutritionist told me that beer has all the vitamins and calories I should need. How would you line up your daily meals in a beer form instead? Here's what I'm thinking. Breakfast, fruity New England IPA. Lunch, yeasty saison or bready. Afternoon snack, light and easy American lager or blonde. Dinner big. Is this like a second dinner or first dinner big?
Maybe he's just saying to go. Or type
of, double IPA or a triple IPA. And for dessert, a pastry style. Was this the transcription was wrong? So dinner, big double IPA or triple IPA. Dessert, a pastry style. Feel free to add a midnight snack or brunch, and maybe you can make all 6-pack for sale. Any help would be greatly appreciated. P.S. This is partially inspired by a brewer from Cincinnati, Deli Hall, who went on such a diet for Lent in 2019. So
that's actually Del Hall.
Before.
Del Hall.
Man, I don't know who transcribed this, but I do have to say, before I get to the postscript, aren't you supposed to give something up for Lent? It's not like a challenge, right?
Yeah, he gave up food.
He gave up solid food.
He gave up food, so he just drank all the time?
Yeah. Solid food.
What?
Yeah.
I don't know.
The monks did. Why wouldn't
you? Yeah. I thought you were supposed to...
Isn't
Lent supposed to be something that you're giving up as like a sacrifice, like as of like advice. I don't really need this at this point. Nah, it's not necessarily advice, but like can't you know? I don't know. But
that's okay. Your Lent. But anyway, Del Hall, you should ask him. He made it the whole way.
This is 12 years of Catholic school having flashbacks here. PSS. Maybe we should start a new Advent tradition. So we're hitting all of this. It's very, very non-secular Beers of the Brewers end here. Maybe we should start a new Advent tradition leading up to Christmas. How about a 240-pack, 6 beers a day for 40 days?
There you go.
Now, I know there are a bunch of folks, including our friends at Collins Fine Foods up in Van Wert, Ohio, home of Quentin Jesse from the Lang Rant Brewing Company. They put together a beer advent calendar, but I believe it's just a beer day. They're very successful now. Six pack a day. And this is, again, thanks again, John from Rocky River. So West Side, he's right near all you Cleveland folks, if you didn't realize and haven't gone to any of your local beer stores on the West Side in Rocky River, Lakewood, Westlake. You can find our beer up in Cleveland right now during this pandemic. So,
yeah.
All right, guys, what do we think?
The guys on the can would just be super jazzed about a 240-pack six different beers every day.
Well, yeah. Austin Beer Works did that 100-pack a couple years back.
Just one kind of beer, though.
Yeah, it's true.
Right. Logistically, that would be a nightmare, but we'd make it work for you, John.
All right, what's your breakfast, Justin?
Are we going specific beers, or are we doing styles?
Up to the artist's interpretation. Yeah, I think you can do what you beers.
Want. I think I'd go beers. Let's go beers.
Specific beers,
Land Grant or not? Just what are you drinking for breakfast?
I'm gonna keep it local. Wolf's Ridge Clear Sky Daybreak, coffee, vanilla, cream ale.
A little lighter, light breakfast for you.
You're a light breakfast,
the continental breakfast.
And, you know, you get that little coffee pick-me-up in the morning. It's always nice.
Walt?
I'm going with that. I like coffee, and I like coffee beers. And I'm going to go for that McKellar Beer Geek Breakfast.
Oh, Beer Geek. That's one of my favorite beers. Mm-hmm.
That's a good beer. I haven't had it in a long time, but going through this exercise. Maybe think about it, and I might go try and find some. Because it's pretty tasty.
And it's got breakfast in the name, so.
Yeah.
Mark.
I thought also, being a big fan of having my coffee first, I still have a couple cans of Make Mine Irish in the back of the fridge.
Okay.
And if that was not available, maybe one of the coffee variants of Dire Wolf from Wolf's Ridge. Little Wolf's Ridge. Love at breakfast today.
Yeah, I think I might stay on the stout. I didn't really. I'm doing this off the cuff here. I think I'm gonna go with a left hand milk stout for breakfast.
Okay. Get a little milk in you.
Shot of espresso in a left hand milk stout. Super tasty.
Yeah.
Also an option.
That's what we're gonna go with. All right, lunch or brunch.
Lunch.
If you want to add a second breakfast, since we're on the Lord of the Rings here, there is second breakfast, or just go straight to lunch.
So I'm not a firm believer in lunch. I would rather have second breakfast. So if I'm going to do that, I'll probably do like a smoothie sour, something that's like more fruity, like overly fruited, almost like a breakfast dessert, if I may.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a sour, so it's got all the... all the fun cultures in there to get your stomach all regulated. Mm-hmm. You'll be good to go for the rest of the day, right?
Do you have a specific, or are you just going style right now?
I'm going style on that one, I think. Just a smoothie style sour.
All right. I don't know what order we went last time. Walt?
I think my answer's similar to Justin's, but I'm going to go with our... collaboration with our friends Warped Wing and go with that long distance high five. I think that'd be a nice light, tasty beer that would go well with a lot of lunch.
And your light lunch, you're going with the light lunch. You're getting like a
Caesar.
I mean, this is just a liquid. Yeah, sorry. Yeah,
you know, I think if we're drinking throughout the day, I don't want to go too hard too early.
Well, I think you're on death road. I'm not sure you're allowed to drink throughout the day. You're only allowed to drink.
Yeah.
At a certain time.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, that's right. But yeah, I'm still...
Is this on death row?
No.
Yeah, this isn't death row.
This is leading up
to... Yeah, no, his prison nutritionist said that beer is all the calories that you need. So what are the daily meals? I guess
he said before his death row. That's right.
What kind of crime did this person do?
I was just going to say, my answer definitely changes. Well, again, it's
some sort of... some sort of a really wacky white collar crime that
got
put
death
on.
Penalty.
He's on death row, but still has a nutritionist for himself. Now, if you're on death row, why do you need a nutritionist? What are they trying to keep you healthy?
I don't know.
Hmm.
Yes.
All right.
That's super dark.
They don't want you to die of natural cause. Yeah, beforehand. All right. Mark.
I'm going to join him for that yeasty Saison and have a Saison DuPont from Brasserie DuPont.
I think that's not too bad. I think my lunch, actually, I like a good, I'm going to IPA. I'm going to go with an Osher for lunch. I had an Osher for lunch today and had a wide variety of choices. So
it works.
I'm going to stick with it. Afternoon snack.
Afternoon snack. I'm going with, it's Justin.
You can go if you got it in your head.
Yeah, switch. Reverse the game here.
Yeah, flip it and reverse it.
Philadelphia. I'm wanting a traditional Czech style lager, unfiltered Pilsner Kale, which I can only get in the Czech Republic. So currently at Land Grant, I suppose that the Nona Italian Pilsner could scratch that Pilsner itch for me.
Nona.
If I had to be drinking in the US of A, especially Columbus, Ohio, I really like that Pilsner a lot.
Walt the Keys.
I'm going for a Petite Saison, specifically the
Rockmill
Petite Saison.
Petite Saison.
Very, very good beer. Very good.
I like that choice. It's good. That's a good appetizer beer. I get that every time I go to Rockmill.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I don't know. It might be just something about sitting outside down there and drinking that beer, but it's I like that beer a lot.
Justin.
Cool. So I'm torn with this one, and I thought that extra time of thinking would have given me a better option, but it didn't. So I'm going to go 2 for my afternoon snack, and I'd say it's probably a tie between, I guess it depends on the season, but since it's good patio weather right now and it's fall, I'd probably go with either a Land Grant Lager or... I'd go with the old standby, which is the Sierra Nevada Pale Ale.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Good patio beer.
Ooh, yeah. A classic.
I like the way, Mark's again. Afternoon snack for me, I love a good chips and salsa, chips and guac. That's like get home from work. If we have some guacamole in the fridge, I'm going to grab that. I'm not sure if at this prison they have guacamole. But I probably will go alongside of John's light easy drinking, and I'm gonna we'll probably go like a classic Mexican lager, maybe a Pacifico. Back in the day, maybe a Urban Sombrero, but yeah, we're just gonna real light. If I can get a fresh Bohemia, which is a Mexican Pilsner-ish, I'd go for that, but something like nice and light. Get me ready for that dinner.
He offers that maybe you could add another beer if you had a midnight snack or brunch. I think we already touched on brunch. I don't really want a midnight snack, so I have to have happy hour before I have dinner.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, Mark doesn't want to turn into a gremlin, so
no,
can't eat.
All right, so Mark, what's your next beer? All right, is this your afternoon snack or is this your dinner beer?
No, afternoon snack's over. That was like at 3. Now it's happy hour. I'm having an Osher IPA for happy hour.
Walt?
So we're doing pre-dinner drinks as well?
Yep. All right, well, so we're doing pre-dinner drinks now.
You know you want an Osher too.
Well, that's my dinner beer, Mark.
Oh, okay.
You're throwing me a curveball here.
Well, you can say, hey, I'm not doing happy hour. I'm going straight to dinner, and you want no sugar.
Because
you can also have an after-dinner beer, a double dessert.
How about I'm just going to start drinking Osher at happy hour and just ride that through.
Ride it into dinner as well.
That's what I'm talking about.
My pre-dinner beer would probably be a Pilsner of some sort. I've always really liked North Coast Scrimshaw.
Scrimshaw, delicious.
Oh yeah, it's good beer.
Because that's not North Coast, is it?
Yeah.
Is it North Coast? Mm-hmm.
Sure is.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Cool. Look at that. Got it. Nailed it. So I'd say either Scrimshaw or I really like Frime Pills out of Oregon. It's super tasty.
Nice.
Oh yeah. I'm going to go with a light Saison, either the Petite Saison from Rockmill, as Walt has already said. Though I could go for like a Tank 7 or... I want a Saison for my appetizer. So, or a, you know, that's similar style. Tank 7 is not necessary.
Tank 7
Saison.
Is a hearty. Yeah. It's a hearty Saison for
it's a big beer.
For an appetizer.
Well, this is death row, so.
That's true.
Dinner. Dinner beer. Walt's already drinking an Osher. Justin, mm-hmm. What are you going for?
I am probably going to do something nice and hearty, but not like overtly so. So I'm going to go a Eyinger Celebrator Doppelbock.
Ooh.
For dinner.
Wow, that's a champ of a beer right there.
Good beer.
Yeah. Mark.
Dinner, I do not want a triple IPA. I want a Belgian triple, triple Carmelite.
So I'm probably going to be having some sort of a meat for dinner. Eating meat, no greens. So I am definitely going with Son of a Mutter or Smutter, depending on what's out from Langer & Brewing Company. It's my it's a great dinner beer.
It's a good call.
Dessert.
Mm-hmm.
Which is dessert?
It's in that vein, Smutter S'more Brown Ale.
All right. Mark,
that's the best dessert going right now.
He's going with Smutter.
Mm-hmm.
Walt.
Well, I don't really like dessert, so I'm not really a sweets person. So I'm instead just stepping up to a double IPA, not unlike the one we just drank.
Double exposure.
Double exposure.
Okay.
Or something similar. Something, any sort of big, bitter double IPA.
Justin.
Christmas time, reaching for a Beard Crumbs.
Ah, you took mine.
Outside of,
I
got it.
Go with the Beard Crumbs.
You can
outside
both
of that,
have one.
We both can have one.
I'd go for like a dark sour. So either Weird Crumbs or Russian River Consecration.
Probably. Ooh, those are good answers.
Tart of Darkness.
Thanks.
You could throw that in there too.
That would be in there as well.
But yeah, Beard Crumbs was what I was going to be drinking after dinner. Try to think what else I might have. Let me dig through that fridge real quick. You know what would be also, if I'm going to go the exact opposite and stay in the Land Grant world and get some of that lemon sherbet, lemon glow, as a nice, refreshing end to this food adventure.
An aperitif.
Yeah.
It's
almost like it's almost like having like some limoncello at the end of the night. As your nona may do. Look at that.
Brought it all around.
You did it. Did anybody need a midnight snack? I knew that was an option. I already burned my six.
I think I'm asleep at this point.
Yeah, I'd say so.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'd have an imperial
snack. Big glass of water.
I don't think I'm not making it to midnight.
Maybe a liquid IV from Costco.
Yeah. Well, let's just say we're not recommending
this. John. Yeah, it's a good exercise. I could see why it took some time, and I think I'm gonna miss the crew game now for going through.
We started this at 5:00. It's now 9:30.
Yeah, it's now 9:30. Yeah. All right, so next week, Beers of the Brewers. The last, it will be recorded in September, but the first episode of October 2020, 10
great month.
2020. What are we talking about?
Well, that's up to you guys. What do you want to do? Endless Patio or Quad or both?
Both.
All right.
Both. Keep rocking the double episode. Yeah, we got Endless Patio. This is a great. I think we love the name, love the label. This is the third different style this beer has.
It's not too different than the last time.
Yeah, that's true. It started out as a Saison, and then it's been a pale ale the last two times. And then
different
Quadra Hopic.
Different pale ale this time around, though.
Yeah, new Quadra Hopic 204.
204. Other than that, hope to see everyone down here for crew games, movies. We busted out all the surround sound for Lord of the Rings. As a AV nerd, it sounded amazing. So if you're into those movies, be sure not to miss it. Come down, check them out. Landgrant.app. Tip your bartenders. Thanks, everyone.
Yeah. Just put it on the shelf there, Mark. It's another hit episode of BeersBrewers.com.
Got him. Thanks for listening, everyone.
Au revoir.
Your mother was a hamster, and your father smelt of elderberries.